Section 2. You will hear an announcement about a community centre. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 14. Now listen carefully to the first part of the announcement and answer questions 11 to 14.
Good morning and welcome to this week's meeting at Gorstang Community Centre, which will be the final one before the Gorstang Summer Festival that starts on Friday in 3 days' time. I know everyone has been rushed off their feet since the book festival only finished a week ago, and we have the hikers group lunch in the community hall tomorrow, but we still have a lot of work to do to get everything ready for Friday. The advertising campaign this year has worked very well because we have a large number of pre-bookings for the events. This tells me that the festival is building up a good reputation in the region. However, that doesn't mean we should rest on our laurels. And of course, we won't know how many visitors will turn up until the weekend because quite a lot of people just turn up on the day. So we need to ensure we are prepared for large numbers even if they don't all materialise. If we aim to accommodate 10,000 people, then we'll cope with 5,000 if that's the number that turn up over the weekend. Of course, numbers may fluctuate over the weekend as well if people come for the day rather than staying the whole weekend. So I think we'll have around 3,500 people on site during each of the days. So, let's get down to brass tacks. First off, the first event for the festival is on Friday evening with a jazz concert. We had hoped to have the male choir on Friday, but they will perform on Sunday instead with the Opera Society. The concert will begin at 7:30 p.m, but gates for the first arrivals to set up camp will open at 5 p.m. All campers will be directed to the left field of the site. Anyone who's just coming for the concert can be allowed into the main site to wander around the stalls and refreshment tents. This means that the site needs to be up and running by 5. I've arranged for the sound engineers and the musicians to be allowed on site from midday to set up the stage. All other stall holders, food and drinks purveyors and information desks can start setting up from 9 a.m. No one will have access to the site before 9 a.m. because that's when security and volunteers will be arriving. If you get here before then, you'll just have to wait in the car park until the gates open.
You now have some time to read questions 15 to 17. Now listen carefully and answer questions 15 to 17.
Okay, now I'd like to finalise who will be in charge of each of the areas on Friday so there's no confusion. Asad, I'd like you to be on duty on the gate to make sure everything runs smoothly with admitting people to the site. Make sure you have enough security with you and that the ticket offices are working well and there are volunteers to help direct people to where they need to go. Lisa, I want you to coordinate all the volunteers. They need to know what part of the site they'll be working on Friday night, so you need to talk to the head of the volunteers to see that everyone knows where they will be and what they're expected to do. As campers come in, they will need to be directed to a camping spot. I'll leave that to you, Tom, and watch out. They may try to take more space than they've been allocated. We've had problems with that in the past. That leaves Penny in charge of the stage area and Fiona to work the main site with the stalls and refreshment areas. Everyone will be issued with walkie-talkies, so any problems that arise, you'll be able to communicate with whoever you need to talk to. As ever, I will be at my post in the main information tent, where the main first aid station is as well, and I'll be coordinating all operations from there.
You now have some time to read questions 18 to 20. Now listen carefully and answer questions 18 to 20.
Some general instructions. Once people start coming in on Friday afternoon, things can quickly get quite hectic, so everyone will have to be on the ball. The main thing in the first few hours is to get everyone moving through the gate and either into the camping field or onto the main site. The last thing we want is a logjam at the gate of people who are lost or confused. So it's imperative that volunteers and security keep people moving from the entrance area. Once people are on site, things will be a bit more settled, and when the concert starts, things tend to be a lot easier because most visitors will be in the stage area. Of course, we need to make sure that the camping area is secure and that all areas of the site are under patrol at all times. In the event of any problems at all, contact me in the main information tent on your walkie-talkie. If someone falls ill, contact the St. John's Ambulance Brigade, who will be on site with volunteers at special first aid areas. If anyone complains of feeling ill, but it's just minor, then send them to the main information tent, as that's where the brigade will be based and have their main first aid station. There won't be any police on the site, as we have our own security, but the local police are on standby should they be needed. They never have been in the 5 years we've been running the festival, but there's always a first time. Right, I think I've covered all the main points, but I'll be taking questions from the floor if anyone thinks I've missed out something.
That is the end of section 2. You will have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.